New York held congressional primaries last night, and in the 21st District, which covers much of northern New York, Democrat Tedra Cobb won a decisive victory over five other candidates. She'll now face incumbent Republican Representative Elise Stefanik in November. And the district covers Plattsburgh and the Adirondacks. For more, I'm joined now by Joe Lotemplio, a reporter for the Press Republican newspaper in Plattsburgh. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
Good. So Tedra Cobb won 56% of the vote last night. Was that margin of victory a surprise?
It was. A lot of people had Tedra Cobb as somewhat of the front runner of the five-person field. But the margin that she pulled the victory off was a surprise to many. I mean, she walloped them.
And in terms of turnout, was that a factor last night?
It was poor turnout, which is can be expected for primaries like this. In New York, the congressional primaries are held in June as opposed to September. And historically, they don't get much turnout. I think it was 15.7% last night. And by comparison, in 2014, the Republicans had a congressional primary here with Elise Stefanik running against Matt Doheny, and that brought in 15.9%. So it was very similar, low turnouts across the board for both parties.
Okay. So Cobb is a former county legislator. Where is she ideologically in the Democratic Party, and how does that compare to the incumbent Stefanik, who she'll be going up against?
It's funny, we were talking about this morning. People want to know how far left she is. She's somewhat left, but she's not blatantly. She has legislative experience. She was the only one of the five candidates that had legislative experience, having served on the St. Lawrence County Legislature. She has, you know, interest in a lot of the mainstream ideas that most middle America does. She's not way far left, I don't think, but, you know, she's a solid Democratic platform, if you will.
Stefanik won a decisive victory in 2016, and all but one of the counties in the district went for Donald Trump that year. So is this an uphill battle for Tedra Cobb to try to unseat Stefanik this November?
It's very much an uphill battle. Republicans have dominated this district since the Civil War. The only time a Democrat has ever held a seat was when 2009, when Bill Owens, a Democrat from Plattsburgh, won the seat. It was a special election, and he needed the perfect storm to win, and he got it. A lot of things had to happen, and they did. He held the seat for 4 years before retiring, but Stefanik came in and reclaimed it for the Republicans. And Republicans have a 50,000 voter advantage in terms of registration, Republicans versus Democrats. So it's a big advantage for them right out of the gate.
Finally, Democrats have their sights set on taking a majority in the House this November. Do you expect Cobb to get financial or other kinds of support from the National Party?
That's going to be the interesting thing to watch. In 2009, when Bill Owens won, he got major backing and funding from the National Democrats. That was a big factor. If they get into this race early, then that's a tell, and it could definitely boost her chances. But if they decide, no, we're not going to get involved in this, and that's another tell that they don't think they can win this seat. So a lot of eyes are going to be on that in the next few weeks.
Joe Lotemplio is a reporter for the Press Republican newspaper in Plattsburgh. Joe, thanks for speaking with me.
No problem. Anytime.